Stunner made the beat.
I'm great, I'm turning up, yeah, that's what I wanna be, ayy. Greater than the water, top is where I wanna be. They gon' label me a goal, well, that's what I'm tryna be. I'm the greatest out of Akron, turning up, it ain't me. I'm gon' buy my mama house, get my brother out of the street. Get my honey fitted band, just because he love me. Let my other brother play, cause he knew that this would be. I'ma put her while it's hot, I'ma bless her with the heat. I know I'm my mama's child, I'm the heartbeat of the street.
I'm gon' buy.
Welcome back to another episode of Priceless Therapy. I am your girl, Let's Talk Char, recording this podcast from the car. And it is Monday, Monday Madness. This podcast is being recorded in November. It is the Monday after they announced that the new president of the United States is Joe Biden Jr., and that Donald Trump, he just do not want to go. Now, before we start this morning's session, you know I start out with, this is not reality TV. And this is not reality radio. This is reality. And when you know better, do better. If you don't know, Char's going to talk to you about what to do. Now, before we get into the session, you know I'm going to start out with a quote. But before we do any of that, let's go ahead and get that Monday mood motivation music popping.
Hit me on my charts, I'ma let the bitch breathe. Got a Tommy on my side, I'ma aim it at your seat. If you praying for me, make sure you on your feet. I got niggas looking at me, see they looking under me. No, I don't bite up for my blessings, taught myself the harder lessons. When you recognize real, you gon' watch the circulation. Wake up, go and get it, on a paper chasing mission. Even if you take it L, gotta have a strong feeling. You can't bite up for your blessings, no, don't bite up for your blessings. When you gotta go and get it, teach yourself the strong lesson. Wake up, grind harder, like you got no father. Make it go harder. I've been waiting so long, going harder than the hardest. I was humble, I was starving, like my brother name was Marvin. I was marching through the trenches, getting to my destination. Niggas want me to fall, I won't fold, you mistaken. I'ma go hard for this, I want all of it. Money coming, six figure language, I speak all of it. I'm gon' get seen by the label, snapping Roger like a fable. Got a six figure deal, not that paper off the table. I got 400 pounds, pressure out the stable. Nigga, I ain't signed yet, I'm not looking for no label. Man, I'm moving independent, see that my intuition. On a money making mission, dog, I got big ambition. Hit me in my charge, I'ma let the bitch breathe. Got a Tommy on my side, I'ma aim it at your seat. If you praying for me, make sure you on your feet. I got niggas looking at me, see they looking under me. No, I don't bite down for my blessings, taught myself the harder lessons. When you recognize real, you gon' watch the circle lessons. Wake up, go and get it, on a paper chasing mission. Even if you take it L, gotta have a strong feeling. You can't bite down for your blessings, no, don't bite down for your blessings. When you gotta go and get it, teach yourself the strong lesson. Wake up, grind harder, like you got no father. Even though he ain't there, make it go harder. Ever since
now that we're back, and that mood music got me in the mood to go hard for these last couple of sessions for this season before I get into the next season. I guess we can say congratulations to Joe Biden Jr. and Miss Kamala, I don't know how to say her name, Harris. I believe it's Kamala Harris. She just made history being the first African and woman, first black American woman to uphold a seat like that. I am kind of surprised. I did not believe that he had a fair chance, especially having a woman, a black woman as that, as his running mate. But we see that everyone got out and vote. That speaks volumes as far as Donald Trump was running the country and things of that nature. I may talk about it on these last couple of sessions before we get into season 7. So, once again, congratulations. Now, before we get into the session, let me go ahead and start out with the quote. This quote is from Diva. A strong woman accepts both compliments and criticism graciously, knowing that it takes both sun and rain for a flower to grow. This particular quote was by Diva. I chose this quote today, I chose this quote because I knew it was going to go good with what I was going to talk about today. She said, a strong woman accepts compliments and criticism graciously, knowing that it takes the sun and the rain for things to grow. For a flower to grow. That's, you know, kind of dope. I like the quote. And today, I am trying to make sure that I stay in a good mood. Today is November the 9th. Yesterday, it was November the 8th. It was my daughter's birthday. My daughter who had passed away from SIDS on September the 11th, 1994. And every, you know, other year or so, you know, when I realize that her birthday's coming up, I seem to have the blues. You know, as a mother, regardless if it was 20-something years ago when my daughter had passed away, you know, she's still a part of me. And those things still bother me and I still think about it. And yesterday was not a very good emotional day for myself. I had a couple of things that were going on top of me wondering, you know, what my daughter would have been like, you know, would she have had kids, what type of impact would she have had, what type of relationship she and I would have had. You know, those things went through my mind. This is the daughter that I had with a man who was very abusive to me. And my daughter, she did come 6 weeks early, and then she lasted on this earth plane for about 10 months before she passed away. And they didn't have a reason why she passed away, so it was SIDS. So, you know, it was, you know, it kind of bothers me to this day. I believe I've talked about it in a previous podcast, but if I haven't, I'm going to go ahead and just touch on it a little bit before I go further along into the session. It was in the middle of the night. I was living in Pittsburgh at the time, and I had a dream that my sister had got shot in the back, and it woke me up out of my dream. When I got up, my baby was in the swing. I had her in the swing. I don't know if I dozed off or whatever the case may be. She was over by the fireplace. I got up, got her out the swing. I thought she was asleep. Got my baby out the swing, and I was on the couch, put her on the couch with me, wrapped her up, and I called my girlfriend. At the time, her name is Carmela Harris. At the time, I called her and told her about my dream. All along, me not knowing at the time, my daughter was already dead. So I slept with my daughter, and she was already dead all night long. I got up the following morning. She had a doctor's appointment. All the kids had doctor's appointments. I got up. I told my sister, who was living at the time, to get her dressed and get her ready while I was getting up, while I was getting the other kids ready so I could take them to their doctor's appointment. My sister noticed that she wasn't moving. She wasn't breathing. And then we called the paramedics, and she was dead. For many, many, many years, I had felt that maybe I smothered her for many, many, many years. I was so upset because I'm like, you know, how did I not notice, or how did I not know that my daughter was not living when I got her out the swing? You know, that bothered me for many years, that weighed a toll on me. After she had passed away, me not knowing at that time, I was already pregnant with my baby son. When she had passed away, when he was born, I was one of those moms who was checking on the baby every 5 to 10 minutes, and I was very doty to that individual child because I had had a child that had died before. And then when I had my daughter, I was the same way. I had two children after Indigo had passed. You know, it bothered me. So Saturday, I woke up about, when I got home from work on Saturday, I got home. I had got some crab claws. I want to say thank you to my friend who made sure that I was able to enjoy some of the delicacies of life that I like. I had got me some crab claws. Drank me a glass of wine. Well, a big glass of wine. I mixed it in with Cayman Jack. I mixed it in with some Cayman Jack. Ate the crab claws, a lobster tail, and I went to sleep. And I got up a little bit before 12 and realized that it was November the 8th and it was my daughter's birthday. And then I was, you know, all of a sudden just hit with the sadness. So I got up and I started working on my products, just getting into the groove of my products. So before I pull up to work and finish this podcast, we're going to take a quick break and I'll be back.
AJK.
Shout out to my city, nigga. AK47. Hey, don't worry, I got us. Hey, don't worry, I got us. Mama, you want a house, no problem. Hey.
Number one, watch your back if you a street nigga. Recognize real, and you looking like a weak nigga. You a y'all witness, this come up on the bottom. Load on my back, tell my city I got it. Wanna speak some beef, nigga, worry no problem. Meet me in the back with the stress, let's solve it. Tell my city, we on the map, I got us. Ayy, I got us.
Okay. So before this podcast is done, because you know I'll be pulling up to work shortly, let's do the quote again. This quote is from Diva. A strong woman accepts both compliments and criticism graciously, knowing that it takes both sun and rain for a flower to grow. Now back to what I was talking about before we went on the break. I was talking about the things that was going on and how I felt and the obstacles that I had to overcome after my daughter's death. Well, I went on and had two more children, and I believe because of her death and later on that year, which is November, this month of November, my sister was shot and killed. So in 1994, I went through my daughter dying on September the 11th, and then my sister getting shot and killed November 26th, which is, we're in the November month at this particular moment. It generally is not a real good emotional month for me. I get in my feelings, my emotions are high. I go to thinking about my daughter and my sister a whole lot. So, you know, I am very ecstatic that I am engrossed and really into my podcasting right now, because this really helps me. These are my therapy sessions. Like I said, I don't do the traditional thing to go sit on a couch and talk to a therapist so they can diagnose me and tell me things that, you know, right now I'm just not deemed to even think about. You know, you're not going to tailor me to what you think how I should be moving. No. Not on the plantation anymore. You don't need my brain to operate the things that you need me to operate, or hold me chained down and bound down to how you think I should walk, talk, think, dress, things of that nature, so forth and so on. Especially me knowing right now who I am, what I'm about, what's my worth, and what my purpose is of walking here on this earth plane. Now, let's get into the quote, what I want to talk about real quick before we go. A strong woman accepts both compliments and criticism graciously. Women, we get compliments, and some of the compliments that we get, we just be like, I ain't feeling that. I'm not on that. At the end of the day, just remember, if you're getting compliments and it is things that is letting you know that, hey, I see you in the way that you should be seen, you need to be grateful for that. Okay? If you're getting compliments that are unwarranted or compliments that you choose not to be getting or you just don't want, just know you need to think about how you're dressing, what type of aura you're putting out, and things of that nature. When you're getting criticism, you know what? Sometimes you can buy what they're saying and you can take that criticism and build off of it and allow it to help you move forward. If it's some criticism that you do not agree about, you don't have to buy what that particular person is saying to you. All you have to do is just take it graciously and just take from it what you can take from it. Okay? Before I go into the next part of this quote, I just pulled up to the job. Let me help Mr. Bernard get this food into the car so that I can go ahead and move forward. So we're going to get a quick break real quick. I hope you enjoyed this music selection that I chose, and then I'll be back.
I tell them Monday my mood day, Tuesday my cool day, Wednesday my cool day, Thursday my work day, Friday my flat day, Saturday I bag your chip, Sunday made that sense time, then I get back to the game.
Hey, what's my name?
Well, yeah, you know on Monday, it be kind of busy for me. That's why I call it Monday Madness. I had pulled up to the job. And on Mondays, I try to make sure that the kitchens have their food at least before 8 o'clock. So I seen that Mr. Bernard, who works in the warehouse with me to get things ready, I seen that he was kind of busy this morning. So I decided to get out and give a helping hand. Now, the second part of this quote says, okay, let's just say the whole quote so I can tell you the second part that I'm going to talk about. A strong woman accepts both compliments and criticism graciously, knowing that it takes both sun and rain for a flower to grow. Now, I talked about that first part. Yes, ladies, let's just know you're going to get compliments. You're going to get them whether you want them or not. And it all depends on what type of aura that you're giving out. And you're also going to get criticized, no matter if you're doing things the right way or whatever. You can't please people at all. I strongly believe that you can't please them at any time. So when people are criticizing for whatever reason, sometimes it's because they're hating. Sometimes it's because of jealousy. Sometimes criticism is so that it can help you to be better. Just take something out of what's being said to you, whether you agree with it or not, and take it and use it for stepping stones for you. Now the second part says, knowing it takes both sun and rain for a flower to grow. Listen, you got to have the good and the bad, no matter what. No matter what's going on, especially nowadays. Let me tell you what I've learned in 2020. And let me tell you what I have seemed to notice in these past 4 years from our current president. There is never going to be peace. Never. If you are a Bible thumper, yes, I said Bible thumper, and you believe that Bible religiously, then you know there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. So I'm letting you all know there's never going to be peace. And it also says in Romans 1:19 and 20, it takes the visible things here on earth to understand the invisible things. So in order for you to be the type of person that you are, in order for you to blossom in any way, in any situation, you got to have some despair in your enlightenment. That's something I have come to accept nowadays. I've come to accept that I'm not going to always be in a good mood. I come to accept that sometimes when I have to put my Olivia Pope hat on, that there is going to be no good solutions, or there's not going to be an easy way to get something done. You have to have that despair along with everything else. And you know how it goes down on a Monday, that phone just go, here it goes. So let me go ahead and answer this call and before I end this session. Okay, yeah, I had to go ahead and put that Olivia Pope hat on, like I said before, and make sure I did the check-in. Always got check-ins on Monday mornings. Have to see who's called off, who's working where, and how to move. That's just how my Mondays always go. Now, what I wanted to say before I left here is this. Even though we have a new president and we have our first female that's in the position that she is in, just know that this road is not going to be easy and things are not going to be fixed overnight. As I was saying, in these past 4 years, I have seen and noticed that, you know, that there's always going to be a division amongst the cultures. That's not a bad thing. I believe that that's what makes everything work properly and how everything goes down. What I have noticed is, as far as my Black is Beautiful community, is that we as a culture and a community have to realize who we are, what our worth is, and how we're going to move forward for the future of our own culture and community. Every other cultures embrace who they are, support one another financially in every way, and in every way else. Us as my Black is Beautiful community and culture need to get on that train and do the same. It's just so much things that I noticed and see that I know we have been broken, and I know a lot of it has come from passed down from generation to generation from the plantation. Listen, there is so many of us out here who are pleading with our culture and our communities. We're pleading with you to understand that we have to unite within ourselves to be able to stand our ground and be strong with our own selves in order for things to be better for us. Trust and believe, the European culture is never going to treat us as equal, because we're not equal with them. The Chinese culture, Italian culture, any other culture other than our own is never going to treat us the same or roll with us on the same level. So make sure that you understand and get to who you are and how you need to better yourself. Make sure you be kind to someone today. If you have not checked out my website, please go and do so. That is sharjohnson.com. If you haven't followed me on my social media platforms, you can get that information from there. I do have my own product line, and it is called Silk Couture. If you want to learn about that, go ahead and leave me a message. If you have a subject that you want me to talk about, go ahead and email me, and that's letstalkshar@gmail.com. And make sure you let me know if you want me to shout out who you are and where you're from, because if you do not do that, I will not. If you are a local artist and you would like for me to play snippets of your music, like the music I play in between my breaks, go ahead and send me that information in the MP3 status. I will listen to it, and if I like it, I will play a snippet of what I like. Until next time, I am out. Thank you for rocking out with me on this therapy session. Don't forget to go to my website, sharjohnson.com. That's CHARJOHNSOM.com. You can go to my website and get my Priceless Therapy podcast. You can also get to my online store and get some of my Silk Couture products. Don't forget to support me. Yes, with your support, I can continue to have this therapy session. Again, it's your girl, Let's Talk Shar. That sunshine for your timeline.